Welcome to a special Friday episode of Out from the Cube. I appreciate you listening. If you've been listening to me for the past week or so, I've been on this kick of being compelled and taking action, or getting more information or more knowledge and taking action. And so I'm sitting here, and this morning was watching some videos, listening to some things, taking notes, and finishing my week out with some good notes, some good thoughts, and things to consider heading into the weekend. And I sat here and I was listening to this thing, and it impacted me. And as it impacted me, I'm like, man, I got to remember that for Monday. And then I started thinking, you know what? I'm actually compelled. Something is pushing me to put out an episode. And I grabbed the headphones down, went and did something real quick, came back, looked at the headphones and said, you know what? I'm compelled. I'm going to take action. I'm going to record a quick podcast and video. I'm going to get it out there, because that is how I'm choosing to kind of take action and kind of lead my life and to try to take more action on things I'm compelled to do. So here we are with a Friday edition of Out from the Cube, although we will have a Monday and we will have some things to talk about and consider and probably redistribute and talk about again on some of the things I'm going to talk about right now. So I hope you're had a great week. I hope you're ready for the weekend. Hope you're excited about the things that you're looking to accomplish finishing out your week. One thing that did hit me this weekend is, even though we have all this free time on the weekend, Saturday, you know, Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, I don't know if you're like me, but I sit there with these to-do lists in my little black book, these things that I want to accomplish over the weekend. And I sit there, and even though we have all this free time on weekends to do these great things and accomplish things around the house with our friends, our community, our children, whatever it might be, I sit there on Sunday night and go, man, I didn't get anything done this weekend that I wanted to. I have all this free time to read, take notes, to listen to podcasts, to do some things with friends and family. And I sit there and still don't feel like I have enough time or got the things done on Sunday. So my hope is that this weekend that happens for me. So why am I recording right now? I heard something this morning from somebody new, and it really resonated with me, and I'll have more of this on Monday, and it really struck me. One thing that I have in a lot of my notes, and the things that stop me from being more successful, accomplishing more, tackling more, taking on more responsibility, and achieving more, is this mindset I have, and it comes from Tony Robbins. It is this mindset of limiting beliefs. Of the minute that you think you're going to want to do great things, be great, accomplish things, knock things out, get out of our cubicle, take this leap of faith to do things outside of our comfort zone, I'm immediately struck with 5, 10 or more reasons on why I can't do things. And Tony Robbins calls those things limiting beliefs. Heard something this morning called altering your beliefs. And this idea has impacted me today, and I hope it does you, and I hope that I can articulate this well. What I typically do is in my mind as I start thinking about my children. If you listen to me, you know I have two boys, and this impacted me today in thinking about my children. My boys are, we are a basketball family, for those that follow. We do a lot of basketball. And I've been with other family members, other families, and I've discussed with them about their kids, my kids, our team, the group we run with, all that sort of stuff. And when we kind of got to it, I said, you know what would be best for my kids? What would be best for my kids is to always be on a team where they are third or fourth best in terms of talent. That they weren't the best, that they weren't always getting the most shots or the always scoring the most points, but maybe they were second, third, or fourth best. That way they could always see somebody who's a little bit better, that has a little bit better work ethic, a little bit more drive or ambition or skill, and that they could then try to get to that level or have a good model of what to do to get to that level. And everybody agrees. All these families that we're connected with now because of basketball, they essentially all agree. And I think if you have kids, you would agree with that. Man, if my kid could really be passionate about this, you know, the guitar, basketball, soccer, math, debate, like whatever it is, right? Whatever they're truly passionate about. If I could get them into an environment where they weren't always the best, but there was somebody always a little bit better that they could model and look at and try to emulate and push themselves further. I think you've all thought about that if you have kids, that you would agree that is great. And so I wonder about me, and I wonder about us and the people that listen to this, why we don't have the same mindset for ourselves. So this idea that I just listened to earlier was this mindset of a thermostat, that we are all comfortable around 72 degrees, and that when it gets ratcheted up, 76, 80, 84, 92, that we typically revert back to our comfort zone, we go back to the temperature gauge, we set that dial back to 72. Whereas I would like to be the person, and maybe you're the same person, that you're sitting around saying, you know what, I need to get to 76. I need to get to 82. I need to get to 86. I need to get to 92. And I need to stay there. And this conversation I heard this morning is, find people that increase your temperature. If my kids right now are passionate, driven, work daily to be the best basketball players they can be for their age, if I can find, and that's a 72, if I can find a group of people, other kids their age, other kids that are older than them, that they could go work with, that are playing and competing and working at a level of an 82, an 86, a 92, and plug them in there and have them stay and have that now be their comfort zone, how much better they will be. And I think about myself. I'm a 72, and I would like to be a 92. I would like to be a 96. I'd like to be at 105. One, I need to find those people. I need to get plugged in with those people, those groups, those teams, those organizations. And then I need to be comfortable playing at that level, at that temperature. Because right now, I think me, goes back to 72, where it's comfortable. And every day, that mindset, man, maybe when I was 35, maybe I worked at a 68, a 62. I can tell you, 20 years ago, I was comfortable working at a 52. And then I had this mindset shift, and now I'm at a certain, but now I could say maybe I have flatlined. That I'm just comfortable at this gauge, man, if it happens to go up to 73, that's cool. 74, that's cool. But what about that big jump to 92? All I'm thinking about in my mind when I heard that today is I immediately thought of my kids and how great that would be to have them in that environment, to push them to that extreme, to have that type of model, to have that type of opportunity, and to get them to stay at that level and then find the next level, the next level, the next opportunity, the next connection, the next group of people, and to get them to stay there and to always have them have the mindset of looking for the next level, the next level, the next group of people, the next connections. But then I don't look at it for myself. So I encourage us on a Friday to figure out where your temperature gauge is. And this is a quick podcast. Figure out where your temperature gauge is. Figure out how you cannot go up 1 degree, but that you can go from 72 to 82 to 86 to 92 to 105 or whatever that mark is. Find those people. Hopefully you find a group of people that are willing to embrace you and take you in and have you be a part of that group. Something I wrote down today in my notes from earlier is, and this was from Gary Vee again, but add one new winning friend and cut one loser friend. Add a friend to your network that wins. And then somebody that is keeping you, that actually doesn't even want you at a 72, somebody that wants you at a 65, cut that friend. cut somebody in your group that is holding you back. Go find one person, but the reality is go find four or five people that are playing at an 86 and get comfortable playing at that level. The other thing is if you are a 72 and something happens in your life where you end up being a 58, a 62, a 65, it's only a matter of time before that dial, that thermostat gets changed back to a 72, right? Because that is your comfort zone. That is the temperature the house is set at. That is where you are. My encouragement to me, this is me and my pep talk for me on a Friday, right? My personal and internal, pep talk leading into the weekend is I'm going to go out and I'm going to find people that take me to an 82, to a 96, to a 105. And I'm going to be comfortable in those environments with those people, with that pressure, with those responsibilities, and, you know, and with that outlook. I'm going to be comfortable with that. And those things are going to come to me. Those things are going to happen for me. Those doors are going to be opened. And when I see them open, I'm going to go through them. Now, that's a pep, internal pep talk for me on a Friday. I hope that resonates with you. I hope that gets you. I hope you don't, Gary V says, not that I have the book of Gary V, but most of us live for that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so we can unplug where he rolls Sunday to Sunday. That, and my hope is that I'm rolling this weekend. I'm open to opportunities. I'm opening to meeting people and networking and finding opportunities and bettering my life, bettering the lives of my kids, bettering the lives of my community and the people around me and the people that I'm close with. I hope that hits you. That struck me big time on a Friday is to not be comfortable at the 72, but to go to the 96 and be comfortable at that 96. But the reality is this, from what this gentleman said this morning I listened to, it's the limiting beliefs that stop us, but his mindset was altering your beliefs. Believing that you belong, believing that you are worthy, believing that you are ready for those, for that degree change, that you are prepared. You are ready for the opportunity to go from 72 to 96. And it's going to happen. You're ready for it. You're prepared for it. And you're going to be comfortable at that temperature gauge. So quick podcast for you leading into the weekend. What I am finding is, with the analytics to the podcast, what I'm finding is even my little weekly roundups where I go through my notes, the things that we talk about, me, just me with no guests, seem to be getting as many hits or seem to be as valuable to people as the guests that we have. So I don't mind putting these one-offs out by myself. People seem to it seems to resonate with people, and I appreciate that. Listen, I hope you have a great weekend. I hope that whatever temperature gauge you are at, or the temperature gauge I am at, that we are striving to get out of our cube, that we are striving to go from that 72 to a 96, that we're hunting for those relationships, those opportunities, those connections, those networks to get us to that 96. And that once we get there, that we don't dial it back, that we figured out, okay, hey, I'm comfortable at an 86. Now I'm going to be comfortable at a 92. I'm going to be comfortable at a 105, and I'm hunting for those opportunities. I'm hunting for those doors, and I'm hunting for those people that are willing to take me in and let me be a part of those communities and those networks and those opportunities so I can enhance my life, my opportunities, my families, my networks, my companies, my clients. So have a great weekend. I hope that impacts you like it did me. There's more to those that conversation that resonated with me. There's more to that conversation that I'll get into on Monday, but I wanted to put that out. Dial in, figure out your temperature gauge. Don't be comfortable there. Get it to 96 and have a great weekend. I hope to see you back on Monday. And again, share, subscribe, and let us know how we can help you. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll be right back.